Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Management Training. Managers have a tough time in life. They tend to get grief from all sides. Managers get grief from more senior managers, grief from above. They get grief from their more junior staff, grief from below. Managers get grief from customers, grief from all sides. Consequently, the first-time manager can find it a tough role to fill. Therefore, the first-time manager would benefit from proper management training. They would benefit from proper training in the art of being a better manager. A good management training course would allow them to make rapid and immediate progress in their performance as a manager without having to go through the pain of learning from experience. Learning from experience is a slow and painful way to learn because learning from experience really means learning by making mistakes. The problem of learning by making mistakes is that some of the mistakes might be so bad that they ruin your reputation as a safe pair of hands and as a good manager. You need to rapidly build your reputation as a safe pair of hands. And you need to rapidly build your reputation as a good manager. You don't need the burden of a litany of errors and learning experiences recorded on your CV. So why not get on the fast track and learn how to get it right from the word go? Management training can offer you a fast track to better performance. Management training should teach you all you need to know in practical terms. Management training should be practical in the sense that it should be prescriptive training. Prescriptive management training means that the training should give you specific instructions on four things: exactly what to do, exactly what to say, exactly what you should not do, and exactly what you should not say. Management training should not be too descriptive, meaning that the management training should not spend too much time talking about theories that describe what managers do without giving advice on how to do it. Example: Maslow's hierarchy of needs tells students that people are motivated to satisfy different levels of needs, starting with physiological needs and then moving up through the ranks, through to safety needs, and then up to love needs, and then self-esteem needs, and then finally to self-actualization needs. That may be true, and it may be interesting up to a limited point, but as a manager in a business, as a normal person, and as a non-psychologist, then Maslow's hierarchy of needs does not tell me what I need to know. Maslow's hierarchy of needs does not tell me exactly what I should do, exactly what I should say, exactly what I should not do, and exactly what I should not say. Management training should be practical and pragmatic, and it should relate immediately to the work context. The day after the training, you should be able to relate the training to the work situation immediately. Management training should cover the most essential skill sets that must be mastered by any person taking on the role of a manager. To anyone who is taking on the role of a manager, they need to master the following skill sets. 1. The ability to set goals. 2. The ability to communicate in clear and accurate terms. 3. The ability to build practical plans of action that will organize the work and people. 4. The ability to handle the grief that will be thrown at the manager on a daily basis. Grief from their more senior managers, grief from their more junior staff, grief from customers on a daily basis, grief from all sides. 5. The ability to manage one's own emotions and stay strong, motivated and happy, even though life can be hard. There is a saying that goes, "When the going gets tough, the tough gets going." In other words, the manager must also have leadership qualities. The manager must be able to inspire the troops, especially when things are tough. But who inspires the inspirer? Who motivates the motivator? Answer: nobody. The leader managers must motivate themselves. How? Answer: not by learning Maslow's theory of motivation, but rather by taking control of their thinking and conversation and directing it towards goals, plans, and a better future. And, at the same time, not talking excessively about how bad it is, not talking excessively how bad it's going to be in the future, not talking excessively about how bad it has been recently. Instead, focus the mind and the conversation on what we need to do today in order to make tomorrow work well, the goals for the future, the plans that will achieve the goals, and the solution to the problems we have right now. 6. The ability to inspire the team to share your positive attitude. There are all kinds of personalities in your workplace. Some already have a positive attitude. Some have variable attitudes. Some days they are up, the next day they are down. Some days they are in a good mood, the next day they are in a bad mood. When she's up, she's great. But when she is down, she's a nightmare. Some people are moody. They need careful managing so that they are more often great colleagues and less likely to be a nightmare. Some people you work with are not variable. They are consistent. But they are consistently negative, depressed, argumentative, and cynical. Do you work with anyone who is consistently negative, depressed, argumentative, and cynical? These types are a negative influence on the productivity of the team. They infect the members who have variable moods towards the negative. And they annoy the optimistic and positive members of the team. The managers have to know how to limit the impact of the negative members of the team. That means not trying to psychoanalyze them and trying to satisfy their Maslow's needs for more love and self-actualization needs, but rather ask them to stop telling us what's wrong and start working to make things better. Involve the negative people in as much planning and decision making as is possible, so as to give them a stake in the plan, as opposed to it being merely imposed on them. Ask them directly to think and talk less about how bad it is, or how bad is going to be the future, or how bad it has been recently, and ask them to consciously talk more about what we need to do today in order to make tomorrow work well, and the goals for the future, and the plans that will achieve the goals, and the solutions to the problems we have right now. Management training should be about how to set and achieve goals, to communicate clearly, to manage time and prioritize work, to manage conflict and handle difficult people, to create and sustain a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times, and to inspire others and create a positive, productive atmosphere. If you want to get on the fast track and learn how to get it right from the word go, then proper management training can offer you a fast track to better performance. Proper management training will teach you all you need to know in practical terms. If you want to attend such a course, then please follow the links to the Corporate Coach Group's Leadership and Management 2-day course. Thank you.